That was Paris Can Wait from the film of the same name. George Mavrotha-Lesitis was born in Provence, trained in classical French cooking, and then in 1985 moved to mainland USA. In 1988, he flew to Honolulu and was told to enjoy the airplane food because he wouldn't enjoy the food in Waikiki. He'd just been hired as executive chef for what he says was the best hotel in Hawaii, the Halekulani Waikiki. There was nothing wrong with the food in Hawaii, he said, and shortly thereafter he founded the Hawaii Regional Cuisine with a group of top local chefs. In 2007, he left hotel kitchens and set up his own, using his nickname, Chef Mavro. He won numerous awards for his degustation, including a coveted James Beard Award. After 12 years of reinventing French classics, he decided to move back to Provence, signed the restaurant over to his sous-chef, and put his Waikiki home on the market. Then COVID struck, and he was stuck. Graham Kemlow, who's met and interviewed the chef before, wondered what happened then.
I don't suppose you like that word retirement, but it does sound a bit like you are retired from the kitchen, at least for the moment.
You know, it's very simple to understand. I get away from the restaurant because I was supposed to go back to France and to go back to live in France. And this was in February. We put the apartment on sale on the market, and we were ready to go. So I transfer the company to my chef Jeremy Shigekane, and I was waiting to sell the apartment and to leave when the virus appeared. And so finally we couldn't leave, and so when it was a virus, it's why I don't want to hear about retire, because I'm not ready to retire. But, well, it was too late. I gave the company to Jeremy.
Yeah.
And so we removed the apartment from the market. And but the apartment was totally renovated, because we bought this apartment 35 years ago.
Oh, really?
And so we renovated the apartment, and we are stuck really on confinement for about, like everybody else, 1 month almost. And we were so comfortable.
Yeah.
And finally, when we start to go back to the beach, to go back around the island, we realize that we were taking Hawaii for granted. And Hawaii now, of course, I'm sorry about the virus, this is terrible news, but the island is like it was 1 century ago. With no tourists, the water is crystal clear, there's nobody on the beach, there's nobody anywhere, and we decide why we want to go back to France when life here is so beautiful. We change our mind, right, and we stay.
Oh, so, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I was expecting to hear that you were going to go back to Marseille, because you've got a son with a restaurant there, don't you?
Yeah. My son took over my business in France. He's now 42. He has, of course, I opened La Presqu'île, which is a peninsula in Cassis in Provence, in 1978.
Yeah.
So he has, in fact, on a resort, he has 4 restaurants, he has a tennis club. It's a beautiful business.
Oh.
And he's very, very successful after, how many, 45 years.
That's fantastic. So you're definitely going to stay in Hawaii. How long have you been there now?
I've been in Hawaii for 35 years.
Okay.
6 years.
And you came initially, I think you came into a 5-star hotel, didn't you?
Yeah, I was brought to Hawaii by the Halekulani Hotel in Waikiki. I was not planning. You know, I'm from the French Riviera.
Yes.
And I was not really looking for, again, to live on a resort, because when you have a restaurant in a resort like Cassis in Marseille on the French Riviera. When you have a restaurant in a resort, everybody is having fun around you, but you. and so I was, okay, I'm not complaining because the business is good, but I was not really looking to go back to a resort idea. But I accept because Hale Kulani is a five diamond hotel, is the most beautiful hotel on the island by far.
Yes.
And by far. And because it's no ostentatious, he has a kind of this kind of Japanese minimalist luxury, what I love it. Mm. And when I arrive, I fell in love with Hawaii. And I decide to stay. Well, this is the whole story. Until after working for Hale Kulani, and after that for Four Seasons in Maui, I decided to go back in business because I'm a restaurateur. I'm not a hotel chef.
Sure.
It was okay to work with hotel because they pay me a fortune. Money I'm not going to make. I never made with my own business. But okay, freedom has no price. And as the first opportunity after 11 years, I opened my own Chef Mavro.
Yes. And you deliberately went away from the Waikiki Strip with that restaurant, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why was that?
Again, you know, I was in Waikiki for 8 years, and I love it. I love Waikiki. I'm one of the rare Kamaina to like Waikiki. I love Waikiki. I think it's gorgeous. But at Hale Kulani, I was working for 8 years in a row with mostly Japanese, because you know La Mer is not a cheap restaurant, and it's what I do. I never had a cheap restaurant in my life, and the customers, the guests were mostly Japanese, which I have nothing against. I mean, they were fantastic. But I have no feedback. At this time, Japanese were not speaking really English. And they were never complaining, always happy, pay the bill. Okay, but you know, you have a chef, we need feedback. And I start to be almost bored. I mean, I say, well, it's beautiful. I'm making 1 ton of money. I'm happy. But I need to talk to the guest. I need to have a feedback of what I'm doing. I'm doing well or not. Blah 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 blah. And when the Four Seasons approach me, and when they offer me more money to go to Maui to do exactly what I did with La Mer at the Hale Kulani, I accept.
Right.
But this was a mistake.
Really? Maui's such a beautiful island, though, Chef.
It's beautiful. It's true. I have nothing against Maui. It's a beautiful island to go on vacation. It's not a beautiful island to live.
Right.
Donna, which has a public relations business, she moved with me and she almost died. She almost killed herself because it was impossible. She thought it was, with her business, it was possible to work for Maui. It's not possible. So she was flying back to Honolulu every day, like you take a bus, and coming at night, she hated.
Right.
And myself, alors Four Seasons, welcome to Four Seasons.
Right.
He's a wonderful company again. Be careful. It's not what I mean. I was complaining that with Hale Kulani and the Japanese clientele, I didn't have enough feedback. As a Four Seasons, I had much too many
too
feedback.
Much.
Oh, too
enough.
Much. I was crucified by the guests almost every day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, wow. Because Four Seasons Maui is where all the movie stars from L.A. and the very rich people from Texas come on vacation. So during the holiday, you have 1,100 guests, and is a 1,100 movie star family. And I was insulted from the morning to the night.
Oh, dear.
Send your chef to McDonald's to learn how to cook. They have no idea of what I was trying to do.
Right.
He was very bad. And of course, I stay 3 years because I have a contract. And I stay three years. And what was wonderful, I did my job anyway. I didn't, you know, I'm not a chef that compromise. If you don't like what I do, please go eat somewhere else. End of the story.
Now, you were one of the originators of the Hawaii regional cuisine.
Yes.
Now, that was quite a while ago, and I imagine it's evolved. But in a sentence, can you sort of explain to listeners who may not understand what it is? What was it like?
It's a kind of long story, but it can be simple. Okay, when I arrived in Waikiki, when I took the job with the Halekulani Hotel, I think it was, I'm not 100%, but I think it was Condé Nast Traveler.
Yeah.
I read Enjoy Your Food on a Plane, because the food in Hawaii is just terrible. So I said to myself, well, do I want to go over there? Or maybe I have something to contribute and to change something. And so I went to Waikiki, and in fact, it was not true. It's true that the food was terrible, like on every result in the world, almost, because the business is easy and you don't make any effort to be better than anybody else. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
This was the reason, because the food in Hawaii was fantastic. Where inside Honolulu, not in Waikiki. You were on a Chinese restaurant, Japanese restaurant, Filipino restaurant, Chinese restaurant. You understand?
Yes.
So this bad reputation of Honolulu make me suffer, of course, but not only me. Alan Wong, Roy, Sam Choi, all the chefs were at this time doing something personal and original. We are all suffering for this reputation. And we decided to create the Hawaii Food and Wine Cuisine Association, Chef Association, to change the image of Hawaii. And right. We succeed.
Had the Southwest cuisine come up out in the US at that point, or were there other regions doing their own cuisine like you did?
The timing was a kind of new American cuisine,
right.
from LA, from Texas, from not too much at this time, not too much from New York, but from San Francisco, etc.
Yeah.
So it was easy for us to create, if you want, I don't want to be controversial about that, but if you want to create a new Hawaii cuisine from the market. In fact, what about cooking regional? A cooking from the local market. And instead of importing everything from the mainland, including mahi-mahi from Mexico, etc., etc., uh-huh. everything was frozen, everything was terrible.
Oh.
And is why Condé Nast say, enjoy your food on the plane. Is why. But we changed that. We promote the fisherman, we promoted the farmer, the rancher, everybody.
Mm.
And he exceeded our expectation. He was very successful.
Well, it's a wonderful garden, the Hawaiian Islands, really. The volcanic soil and the sea.
Exactly. Beautiful. I'm cooking ginger, lemongrass, what I found on the market. Of course, you know, Hawaii is islands, with an S,
yeah.
In the middle of the Pacific. Is maybe the most isolated island in the world. I think it is.
Yeah.
And if we don't respect sustainability, we are dead. So if you don't try to work with your fisherman, your farmer, and to be sustainable, is something is going to destroy Hawaii. It was very, very negative on Hawaii. But this, of course, today, this was 25 years ago. Today, everybody is conscious of sustainability, of natural, of fresh, no frozen, etc., etc. So life is beautiful.
Mm. But the place is pretty much locked down now, isn't it?
We are still the state of America. We have less deaths than anybody else.
Yep.
Less, but, of course, when we first start, we had maybe 50 cases. We used to have zero case every day. Zero
case. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Every day. after we start. And we used to have 11 dead after we start. And we are not moving. And of course, we have the, like everybody else, like you in Australia, like everybody else, we have the second wave. And the second wave is worse than the first one. But this morning we had 183 dead from the virus, which is the smallest number on a country. So it's not that bad.
COVID's changed your plans about leaving Hawaii. Can you talk to us about what you might do next? Might you be back behind kitchen bench?
What I'm doing next, of course, I gave the restaurant to Jeremy. I'm not going to take back the restaurant, of course.
Sure.
What I'm going next and starting next week, no, starting beginning of November.
Yeah.
I have a reputation for the kind of food, nouvelle cuisine and Hawaii regional cuisine I do. So people ask me to do some high-end party. So I took one. So I'm going to do a party in beginning of November. And I might do something like that.
Okay.
So I start to build a team. And when people need me to do a banquet or party or event, I'm available.
Graham Kemlow is speaking with one of Hawaii's top chefs, Chef Mavro.
This is the Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne.